Trump meets with Fetterman, Democrat senator is a common sense person. By Nick Gilbertson on January 13, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump complimented Senator John Fetterman, DPA, as an impressive and common sense person following their meeting at Mar-a-Lago. In an interview with the Washington Examiner, published Sunday night, Trump spoke highly of Fetterman and his wife, Giselle. "It was a totally fascinating meeting. He's a fascinating man, and his wife is lovely. They were both up, and I couldn't be more impressed," Trump said. "He's a common sense person. He's not liberal or conservative. He's just a common sense person, which is beautiful," he added. The Examiner reported that Fetterman and Trump discussed various topics in the hour-long sit-down, ranging from the border to how tariffs could benefit U.S. steel. "They're going to make people that have steel mills do very well, and the people that work at those steel mills are going to do very well," Trump said. In a statement to CBS News on Thursday ahead of the meeting, Fetterman, who has repeatedly demonstrated he is unafraid to think outside the mainstream of the Democrat Party, declared that he had no gatekeeper. "I think that one, he's the president, or he will be officially," Fetterman told CBS News. "And I think it's pretty reasonable that if the president would like to have a conversation, or invite someone to have a conversation, to have it. And no one is my gatekeeper." This marks the first meeting Trump has had with a Democrat senator at Mar-a-Lago since becoming president-elect, which is fitting considering Fetterman has met with several of Trump's cabinet nominees and was the first Democrat in the Senate to sponsor the GOP House pass Lack and Riley Act in the Senate. "I think if we can't, there are 47 of us in the Senate, and if we can't pull up with 7 votes, if we can't, at least 7 out of 47, and if we can't, then that's the reason why we lost. That's one of them, that's one of the reasons why we lost." In part, Fetterman told Fox News Channel's special report on Tuesday. 32 other Democrats joined Fetterman in helping to clear a procedural hurdle in the Senate on the bill, which would force the Department of Homeland Security to take illegal aliens arrested, charged, or convicted of burglary, theft, larceny, or shoplifting into custody.